This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID hospitalizations in Colorado may be leveling off, but the numbers are still close to record levels. Monday, the state reported more than 1,600 people in the hospital with COVID, and medical centers are expecting staff shortages. Classes are going remote at Arapahoe Community College. Virtual classes start today and continue at least through February 1st. School officials cite a COVID surge among students and staff. Arapahoe's campuses in Littleton, Parker, and Castle Rock will remain open even while classes are remote. Colorado wildlife managers are revisiting plans to reintroduce wolverines. CPR Sam Brash reports the state first considered the idea more than a decade ago.
Doug Vilsack is Colorado's Assistant Director of Parks, Wildlife, and Lands. He mentioned reviving the 2010 wolverine plan in a commission meeting last week.
So we're dusting off those old documents and seeing what might be learned from those at this point.
The first version of the plan died after objections from the ski industry. Resorts worried wolverines could end up on the National Endangered Species List, which could have restricted their operations on public lands. But the federal government decided against that in 2020. The result is the big carnivorous weasels could be brought back without much impact on private businesses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado company will convert old oil wells into geothermal power plants. Transitional Energy in Littleton has won a federal grant to do those conversions. The company says there are millions of old wells that go deep enough to reach geothermal heat, which can be converted into electricity. This is CPR News.